Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetra speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, I just received a bill on my checking account for something from Sublime Gadgets, which I did not buy.
Okay, let me see here. All right, can you provide me with your zip code?
26508.
And your name?
Janine Daly.
Thank you. And verify your shipping address.
My what?
Your shipping address.
The 23 McDonald Lane, Morgantown, West Virginia. Is that where the item's going?
Yes, ma'am. All right, I do see here we had our Vibe Watch with our Vibe Pods, and how can I help you?
I have no idea.
Yes, ma'am. That's what that charge is for the watch.
The only thing that I have bought was on something several months ago that was on a survey.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. You start a 14-day trial. We started this, you pay the shipping and handling just to get that product out there to you. But after that 14-day trial,
if
it's not called in and canceled, you get charged, ma'am. That's the only thing you can get. That's the only thing you can check into. You have to agree to those terms and conditions. Check in a box to be 18 years or older. Granted, after the trial, you do get charged if you don't call in and cancel.
It was supposed to be a free item for taking the survey, and all you had to pay was the shipping and handling.
It was free for 14 days, ma'am, as it states on that website.
Didn't say a word about that.
It does say the information, ma'am, because that's the only thing you can get. And it does state that information, too, right when you enter your credit card information to the left of that, stating that I agree to be 18 years or older and I agree to be charged after the 14-day trial. That's you have to agree to that, ma'am, before you can even process the order. That's the only way you can even get charged.
I didn't, because it said it was a free item. All you had to pay was shipping and handling.
It does say it's on the 14-day trial, ma'am, also with that, and that you have to call in and cancel, that you will get charged if you do not call in and cancel, ma'am. You have to check that box and agree to it before you even process the order, ma'am.
I did not do that.
If you didn't check the box, ma'am, you wouldn't have got the product.
Well, I didn't do it.
Well, I don't know how you got the product, ma'am. That's the only way we can charge you.
I didn't get anything.
You got the watch, ma'am.
No.
So you didn't receive anything at all through this whole trial?
No.
Let me see here. I do see here it was delivered on February 4th to the United States Postal Service, ma'am.
No.
Yes, I'm seeing here on the site with the tracking number saying it was delivered.
Well, if it was delivered here, I never got it.
So you started the trial for this and you didn't receive the product, you didn't think to call the company?
First of all, the only thing I have even gotten was a free item for a survey that I had to pay shipping and handling. But that was not the item that I got free.
Say that one more time for me, ma'am.
What?
I said say that one more time for me.
The item that I was supposed to get free was a radio.
A radio? No, ma'am. This isn't for a radio.
Well, that's the only thing that I've gotten, and it was a free item. All I had to pay was shipping and handling for taking the survey.
No, ma'am. This isn't for a radio. This is for a Vibe Watch, smartwatch.
I don't know what you're talking about. And that survey was taken back in December.
This one was in February.
I don't have any idea. Maybe somebody else did it.
So you think somebody ordered the product with your card information and sent it to your address?
Evidently. And if it was something small like that, if they put it in the mailbox, anybody could have gotten it.
Do you remember paying $7.92 for shipping?
No, it was four something. It was $4.97.
This isn't for anything. So what charge are you talking about, ma'am?
I got something charged to me that was for $69.97 from Buy Sublime Gadgets, which I've never even heard of.
I didn't receive anything. All right, you didn't receive anything neither. Do you think anyone in your household maybe ordered this moon?
No. And I never wear a watch, ever. Last time I had one was back in 98, maybe.
Okay. Well, what I can do for you, I can send you over to the fraud department, transfer you over to the fraud department where they can help you out better with this.
Okay.
Just provide me a few seconds, please.
Sure.
All right. Transferring you over now, ma'am.
Okay.
You should be on hold for a few seconds.
Okay.
After that hold, a fraud specialist will be online waiting for you.
Yeah.
All right, and I do thank you for calling customer support, ma'am, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'm transferring over now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.